Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine spending $1 million on a custom-built sports car, right? But you just park it in your driveway so you can sit there and listen to the radio.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty massive waste of money.
Exactly. Well, that is literally what the corporate world is doing with AI right now. I mean, we are looking at this May 2026 article by Tony Burleson, and companies are spending $765 billion this year on AI.
Wow.
Right? But according to the data, only 14% of these tools are actually hitting the road and making it into production.
It is totally wild. I mean, even in financial services, which is technically leading the pack right now, you're only seeing a 21% production rate.
Yeah.
That is just a massive disconnect for almost $1 trillion of investment.
Definitely. And our mission today is for you, the listener, to understand why corporate AI is stuck in this endless proof of concept phase and, how companies can actually get the tires out of the driveway.
Because if you look at the February 2026 KPMG AI Pulse Survey, the barrier isn't computing power anymore.
Right, we figured that part out.
Exactly. The real hurdle now is leadership, evolving the talent pool, and just architecting trust at scale.
I mean, take asset managers, for example. They give their teams Microsoft Copilot, they see the usage spike, they check the AI success box, and they just move on.
Yeah, they treat it like a standard software deployment.
Right. But they aren't reimagining the underlying workflows at all. It is like strapping a GPS onto a horse and calling it a sports car.
Yeah.
You actually have to rebuild the engine.
And that brings us to the most fundamental part of that engine, which is data quality. Burleson really points out that these shiny front-end AI tools, well, they are completely useless without a pristine back-end data foundation.
Wait, hold on though. Shouldn't AI actually make organizing messy data easier?
You would think so.
Right. Like, why can't a firm just point a massive large language model at their chaotic internal systems and just let the algorithm sort out all the junk?
Because an AI doesn't inherently understand your specific business logic. I mean, if your sales data and your customer service data are siloed in totally different formats, an AI trying to bridge that gap autonomously could do something crazy.
Like what?
Well, it might offer a massive loyalty discount to a client who is, actively suing you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be a complete disaster.
Exactly. If your firm can't answer foundational questions like, who are our clients? An algorithm is not going to save you. It will just make really sophisticated errors much, much faster.
Okay, so even if a company manages to clean up that back-end data, they are still essentially handing the keys over to an autonomous system. Who is actually making sure it doesn't drive off a cliff? Because if you just hand that responsibility to the legal or IT department, I mean, that seems risky.
Well, that is the exact trap Burleson warns against. AI governance cannot be some dusty compliance checklist that you just outsource to legal.
So who does own it then?
The business leaders have to fully own it. It needs to be this gritty operational layer sitting right on top of your data governance, just guaranteeing those autonomous agents are making the right decisions in real time.
Based on actual business needs.
Exactly.
So you basically can't outsource the steering wheel. But this is where the execution really seems to fall apart. I mean, I have seen a massive flood of people updating their resumes to say they are AI experts lately. Everyone wants to be the one steering.
Yeah, but outsiders take months just trying to figure out where your data even lives, let alone how the company actually operates.
Because the technology is moving so fast, but corporate data ecosystems are, well, they're notoriously intricate and undocumented.
Right, which means true execution expertise already lives inside the house. It is the people who already know the messy reality of your company's workflows.
So looking ahead, beyond 2026, Burleson argues that the defining AI differentiator won't be company size, it is going to be execution maturity.
Because if you just rely on an off-the-shelf vendor solution, you end up with the exact same commoditized AI as your competitors. There is no moat.
So how do you actually build a real moat?
To build a moat, you need proprietary platforms. You need robust pipelines pulling that high-quality data we just talked about. And you need small language models or SLMs.
Ah, right, SLMs. Because those are trained strictly on a company's own proprietary data, right?
Yes. They don't hallucinate generic internet garbage. They act as this highly secure, hyper-specialized brain generating unique insights just for your firm.
Which leads us to a pretty chilling ultimatum from Burleson. Firms that are still running AI proof of concepts in 2027 won't be considered late adopters, they will be the acquired.
Yeah, they will be eaten by the competition that actually figured out how to rebuild the engine.
Why?
And that raises an important question for you to ponder today. If successful AI ultimately depends on deep proprietary internal data and, you know, the embedded institutional knowledge required to untangle it, does the AI revolution actually make your existing non-technical human employees the most valuable technological asset of all?
Now, there is a thought to take with you. Until next time, don't just sit in the driveway. Get that car on the road.